My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
You know what stands out to me?
Yeah.
So Chris Duarte got hurt last night. He rolled his ankle in pregame warmups, and then you saw him in the locker room, I guess?
Yeah, so I had no idea that he had been injured. I was in the locker room in pregame, and he comes in on crutches. And I'm like, whoa, like, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And then I was alerted that Chris Biederman had just reported that he had been ruled out for the game with a sprained ankle or with an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris Duarte's on crutches and his ankle looked like it was the size of a baseball.
Yeah, it wasn't a, hey, he's on the trade market. He rolled his ankle.
No.
Injury. It was an actual...
Oh yeah, he was on crutches and trying to get to his locker, and then they brought him out some slides to put on. At first, I thought, okay, well, maybe his ankles are just, you know, like everybody's feet are different. So I wanted to, you know, I was kind of like, are you doing all right? And and then he pulled off his sock off his other foot, and I'm like, oh no, like his other ankle looks normal size, and then his right ankle looked pretty big.
Ugh.
Yeah, like, oh, that just happened.
Yikes.
So the Kings have their practice facility, which is attached to Golden 1 Center.
Mm-hmm.
He was warming up in the practice facility and rolled his ankle, and I'm not sure how that happened. We do not have any of the updates yet on him. We don't know if he went in for an MRI or x-rays, but I'm assuming that both of those things were taking place. And they said that they would get back to us, but that was not one of those, hey, guy is injured and, you know, I mean, guy might get traded, so we're not going to put him out there.
Right.
Yeah, it was not one of those things.
Hmm.
But it kind of brought us to the discussion that, you know, the Kings have now been linked through The Athletic to Caleb Martin. One of the Martin twins who plays for the Miami Heat, 28 years old, under contract this year at $6.8 million and like $7 million next year, on-again, off-again starter for the Heat. And realistically, that's who the Kings, I believe, were hoping they were getting with Chris Duarte.
Yeah.
Is like a third Martin twin.
Yeah.
Like a triplet, triplet, if you will.
So two things on this. I want to put a pin in the Chris Duarte thing real quick. Did we get the David Roddy, Royce O'Neal trade?
We did not get to the David Roddy portion of it. The Royce O'Neal, I think we did talk about.
Okay, so Royce O'Neal is headed to the Suns.
Yep.
For 3 second-round picks, and then Memphis is sending David Roddy to the Suns for a pick swap as part of a 3-way deal with Phoenix and Brooklyn. The Suns acquire Royce O'Neal and David Roddy. And the trade includes second rounders from the Suns and pick swaps. According to Shams.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I'm seeing right now, as we sit at 10:37, two teams that you're competing with, the team that, like you were last night the fifth seed, you've now slid, to the seventh seed, right? Mm-hmm. The two teams above you are the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. They are out there actively improving their rosters right now. Right now. It's happening. They're doing it. And so far, the Kings have not done much.
They've done nothing. And also, real quick, nothing. Just for the sake of updates, Woj just reported that the 76ers are sending Patrick Beverley to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
Right on.
Pat Bev.
That doesn't affect the West.
No.
But here's where Chris Duarte kind of ties into all of this Kings looking to get better thing. That was the move this offseason for me, because Sasha was a pretty significant question mark. Sasha was A, how's he going to look in the NBA? B, what position is he going to play? C, how tall is he? Like, remember when he walked in for the presser and it was like, oh, he's a legit 6'7".
Yeah.
6'8". Like, okay, great. So that was a massive, massive question mark. But Chris Duarte was the one where the Kings were running it back, but they wanted to make these tweaks, right? They wanted to make these tweaks where, okay, you have this great offense, but get to mid-level defense.
Yeah.
Be just like capable of getting a couple of stops late in the game. Be capable of getting stops like last night where the Kings get a bucket to cut it to one. Detroit hits a three.
Yeah.
Kings get another bucket. Okay, cut it back to two. Detroit hits a three. Just so I thought Chris Duarte was going to be a huge, huge piece of that. Because when he came out from Oregon, he was a very good defender. We saw that even in his first year with the Pacers. He had knocked down a three, and I thought he was going to be a perfect fit for just everything that really ailed the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And then Davion Mitchell as well, right? You see Davion getting after it in the preseason. Okay, he looks like he's found his role. Well, as we sit here now on February 8th, an hour and 20-ish minutes before the trade deadline, the Kings are just kind of the same team they were last year. And they look about the same. It's so, I think I've been trying to overthink this, and it's just kind of obvious. They're playing, for the most part, the same players.
Yes.
And they're getting, for the most part, the same results. And that's the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Something like that, yes.
So the Duarte injury last night, as when that happened, it's like, okay, well, I know he hasn't been playing, but okay, what options does this give the Kings? I'm going, oh, well, they're just kind of doing the same thing they were anyway, so this doesn't really change anything.
Well, I mean, to your point, Kyle, like the Kings played 9 players last night, right? You know, your starters, which have been the same starters for the last 2 years, Fox, Herter, Sabonis, Murray, Barnes. Off the bench, Monk, Mitchell, Trey Lyles. Sasha Vezenkov played 5 minutes and 31 seconds. So we don't have minutes for JaVale McGee. We don't have minutes for Alex Len. We don't, like, even Alex Len was on the roster last year. But, like, Chris Duarte, of course, is not playing because of the ankle injury, but he wasn't playing either way. So this is the exact same team that you had last year.
Yep.
And to be honest with you, they're not as good as they were last year. They're just not. I don't care what the record says, they're not.
Yeah, they're not as... What's the right word? I don't want to say not as good, but the intensity is not there. The urgency isn't there.
The consistency. Like, we can keep using descriptive words here. Like,
yeah, it all comes back to they're not as good.
Yeah, like their last season, you know, they didn't just drop bad games. They didn't. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose bad games. They didn't lose more than 4 in a row. They lost 4 in a row to start the season, but never did it again. And then they didn't lose games that were just, you know, easy wins. Last night should have been an easy win. It's not just the worst team in the NBA. It's the worst team in the NBA that shut down their two best players, one of which they traded later. But you can't lose that game. I don't care about a 7-game road trip. I don't care about any of it. At the end of the day, it's a loss in 82. And I know Fox says it's 1 of 82. Yeah, you're right. It is. It goes in the loss column. But you know what? What else is a loss of 82? The game against Denver, you're probably going to drop this weekend. That's also a 1 of 82. So I sure would like a win. That would be one of 82 wins as well, you know, like yeah. games.
Yeah.
But you don't have that anymore.
Mike Brown said it in his postgame presser, though. The issue is not the losses. The issue is not that they were 29-21 after 50 games last year. They are 29-21 after 50 games this year.
Yeah.
They are on the same path that they were a season ago. And if you had said before this year, if you had said, hey, I'll give you 29-21 after 50 games, you're going to be on the exact same track. Probably would have gone, all right, that's fine.
Okay.
Like that's, I'll take that. But not like this. And it's what Mike Brown said in his presser, that it's not the fact that they're losing. You'd like to have a win every game, but you're going to lose some.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact that they're taking these losses. It's the fashion that they're happening, and the fact that we're in early February and we're still, it feels like once a week, twice a week, going, what the hell happened there? What happened in that game? And it comes down to what Mike Brown talked about, being able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I left everything out on the court. We just got beat tonight. And that's not what's happening. The best version of the Kings, it last year, night in, night out, we saw the best version of this team almost 82 times.
Yes.
This year in 50 games, we've seen it, what, 25 times?
Maybe. Just, and I don't even know if it's that.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. And so they might go beat Denver. Sure. It's not, I'm of the belief the Kings are good enough on a given night to beat anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to matter because they might not be locked in the next night. Or they may lose to the Spurs. Or it just,
you know, I asked Malik in the locker room, you guys just had a 5-2 road trip, which was great. And it's like, yeah, it was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, but then you come out here and you lose this game. You should be on a 6-2 streak, not a 5-3 streak. That's mm-hmm. just, I mean, you can't drop a game like that. It's way different. They would have been 10 games over 500 again, mm-hmm. going into a really tough, like 4-5, 6 game mm-hmm. stretch. Now there is no margin for error. This team could easily be in the 8th or 9th position by the end of next week, going into the All-Star break.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It is what it is. Like, this is what happens when you know, again, I like trade deadline. Like, I keep saying this. You don't make a trade to make a trade. Mm-hmm. You make a trade because, Kyle, your roster is flawed and you need better players. You're making a trade because you're not good enough.
And
these other teams are making trades because they're not good enough. And they get it.
Right. They're trying to shake. And that's the thing that really jumped out to me about last night is, maybe, I know it's not making a move to just make a move,
mm-hmm.
but it's making a move to put somebody different on the court.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe Dorian Finney-Smith defends threes the way you want the Kings to defend threes. That alone fixes a lot of things.
Yeah.
And that's just one guy maybe doing the right thing. And maybe he doesn't, and it doesn't work. But I just know that when Mike Brown talks about all these coaching points and they go over it time and time again, and they did it for 5 minutes before the game today, and this keeps happening and blah, blah, blah. Like, at some point, like, all right, then get somebody else in there. If you've exhausted the options on your roster and teams are going to shoot 40% for the season from three against you, which, by the way, you're not going to win a ton of games with that happening, then do something. Then do literally anything instead of rolling this out.
Yeah. Well, that, and I mean, you just played a team, just to further this case, you played a team last night, right, that was the worst team in the league, and you lost. Their starting point guard last night was Killian Hayes. Killian Hayes just got waived. He had 8 points and 9 assists last night. Killian Hayes just got waived.
Oh, no.
The first guy off the bench last night was Joe Harris. Joe Harris just got waived. Like, that's the team you lost to. Not only did they sit their two best players, one of which they just, again, traded, but this is what you lost to. And they're on your home floor in front of a sold-out crowd. That's tough, man. So, yeah, I mean, I think at some point, if guys don't want to follow the rules, if they don't want to listen, if they don't want to do what you're asking them to do on the defensive end, and you're going out there and giving up 39.7% from three, find someone else. You know, we got to get past the deadline, because as of right now, you know, that was game 50 last night. On the season, Keon Ellis has been active for 48 games. And I'm not sure if it's games played or games active, but he's basically run out of two-way time. And you have to make a decision on what you're going to do there. Either send him to Stockton or just, like, have him sit on your bench and not get to play because he can't. But, like, that's a player that has shown time and time again this season that he will listen with regards to defending the three.
I was shocked he didn't get in the game last night. I was so certain. We got Sasha minutes.
Yeah.
And down the stretch, Kings couldn't get a stop, and they just two things. One, you just mentioned Killian Hayes, not a good 3-point shooter. He went 2-for-4 last night. When was the last time Killian Hayes made more than 1 3 in a basketball game?
Oh, I don't know.
Killian Hayes, 2-for-4 last night. When was the last time we think he made 2 threes in a basketball game?
I'm going to go last January.
No, not quite. Not that long.
Okay.
It was this year. Sorry, this season. Not this year, though.
Oh.
November 30th.
Oh.
At the Knicks, Killian Hayes, 2-for-3 from beyond the arc.
I mean, we might want to do that with a bunch of their players. When was the last time Marcus Sasser hit 2-of-6 and Mike Muscala?
Hey, man, I kind of like Marcus Sasser.
He got a little...
I think Marcus Sasser can play a little.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's great, but...
To me, he's got a little bit of self-made man in him.
He can also fill it up. He's shooting 43% from three.
Yeah, he's a guy that likes to attack, you know, and he's out there trying to prove that he belongs. Yeah.
Yeah, 2-for-6 against the Kings, but 2-for-3 against Orlando, 5-for-6. This is from three against the Clippers, 1-for-1 against Cleveland, 2-for-3 against OKC. He can fill it up.
Yeah.
He can shoot it. But, yeah, man. We haven't even talked about Keegan Murray.
Oh, man.
What the hell was that? I hit the 4 fouls, and he's in a little bit of foul trouble, but didn't score. Didn't come into the game when Kevin Huerter got ejected.
Yeah.
Did he play any fourth quarter minutes?
Oh, I don't know. He finished with 20 minutes. That's not good.
He did not play in the fourth quarter.
Oh, wow.
And he played 6.5 minutes in the third quarter.
0-for-4 from the field, 0-for-3 from three. He did have 4 rebounds and 4 assists, a steal and a block. Cool. But some of his fouls last night were not good.
Mm-mm. And Go ahead.
The last time they played this team, he had 32.
Yeah, torched him.
Yeah, he was really good.
But Mike Brown had no problem taking Keegan Murray out and saying, "Hey, you played 20 minutes, you don't have it tonight, you're done." You got to do that with somebody else, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not that you can just go bench De'Aaron Fox, Like, that would take a lot, but maybe a couple extra minutes rest. Just a hey, you know what? You normally check in at X time. We're gonna give it another minute. We're gonna give it another 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I like how Keon Ellis is playing right now. I like how Davion Mitchell's playing right now. They're gonna stay out there.
Well, even like if he's exhausted and he's showing signs mm-hmm. that he might not be ready to go, mm-hmm. it's okay to sit him a game. It mm-hmm. is. It's okay to say, hey, look, we're playing the Detroit Pistons tonight. We should be able to get this win without you.
Yeah.
We saw
them beat Cleveland. We saw them beat OKC. They have some good wins without De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. I would say today, too, just for people out there, like the flexing that Adrian Wojnarowski is doing right now, like, man, he has like absolutely slayed this thing throughout the day. Like, he's way ahead of everybody on almost every single transaction. So, shout out to Woj for using his mystical powers and being the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, not only having the deals, but then are also having like the parameters.
Yeah.
He's just
yeah, he is
one of the best.
And we should announce too that the Brooklyn Nets have waived Harry Giles. Yeah, that's so not great. You never know what happens there with Harry Giles, but he's actually played pretty decent when given a shot. But they've made a couple of trades that were 2-for-1s or 3-for-2s stuff today.
Yeah.
So they had to clear up roster spaces in order to do that, and unfortunately, that's where Harry Giles lost his roster spot there.
Ramsey in the chatty house asked a great question that I don't have the answer to.
Okay,
can the Pistons field a team against the Blazers tonight?
Maybe.
Asar Thompson still there. Jaden Ivey's still there. Marcus Sasser, yes.
Cade Cunningham can play. He just sat last night.
Right, his knee was managing.
Yep.
Alec Burks gone. Killian Hayes gone. Jalen Duren, that's probably your starting five.
Muscala.
Mike Muscala's still there. But Isaiah Stewart's out. Kevin Knox is hurt. James Wiseman's there.
Danilo Gallinari.
Bojan Bogdanovic gone. Joe Harris gone. Muscala, Gallinari. Stanley Amude is a two-way player. Monty Morris gone. Jared Roden two-way. Malcolm Castellon two-way.
Jared Roden was a Sacramento King for a short amount of time. I think he played Stockton last year.
So they have 11 dudes, and if you take out their two-way guys, they have 8 dudes.
Yeah, they should be able to field a team. And hey, it's a trade deadline. This is what happens.
Yeah.
So
they weren't. That's the last thing. The Pistons, honestly, were probably not super thrilled they won last night. Like the players were, the front office is like, nah, pull the plug, get rid of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough look.
Yeah, it was. The entire game last night was a tough look, man.
Yeah, it was tough. I don't know. It did give you a beautiful video that's gone viral.
Yeah, boy, has it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the reaction to that, and if you didn't see it, the Kings before the game when they were announcing the Lions lineup, or excuse me, the Pistons lineup,
yep,
just showed the highlight over and over and over from every single angle of Brandon Ayuk's diving 51-yard catch against the Lions, the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game.
The face mask.
Yeah, swung the game. If you missed it, the 49ers are down 2 touchdowns. Should have maybe been an interception. Instead, it turns into a 51-yard catch for the 49ers. Lions end up blowing a 17-point second-half lead. Niners are going to the Super Bowl. Lions are not. And so the Kings last night just played that on loop. That's funny. Like, that's just a funny little dig that if you don't watch much football, you're not going to really get it. If you do watch football, you're like, ah, I get it. I posted the video on the internet. First of all, it's gone viral, which is the most annoying thing that could possibly happen. But the amount of vitriol towards the Kings for this?
Oh.
From Kings fans?
From Kings fans?
Kings fans.
Really?
Very PO'd. Some. Other Kings fans loved it. And that's the thing is, this is not 100% either way. This is just some people. So I've had Kings fans mad about it. Not at me, at the Kings. Kings fans mad about it. I've had Lions fans very obviously mad about it. When their own guy, CJ Gardner-Johnson, 2 weeks ago was waving goodbye to 49ers fans, trolling them in the second quarter.
Yep.
And the Pistons at least held on to their lead, but that's a separate thing. So Lions fans are obviously mad. You've got other people who are just like Laker fan, who's like classless organization. They didn't make fun of somebody's dead relative.
Yeah.
They did not boo Jerry Krause's widow.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's classless.
Yes.
This was a funny little intra-sports dig. And then there were a bunch of arguments about how does Sacramento claim San Francisco? Like, they don't. Like, there's 49er fans here. There's Raider fans here.
Yeah.
Like, it's just Northern California. It's just kind of a... So it's a big argument about that. It has been a mess, dude. And then I'm sitting there and I'm going, you know what? The Kings are up. They're playing well. As long as they win this game, this will blow over here in the next couple of days. But then they lose, which leads to a whole new cycle of people like, oh, and then what happened?
Bad karma.
And then I live tweeted the game underneath it. It says at the end what happened. So I just, and that's the other, Lions fans like, oh, karma. Mm. Like, yeah, you should know about that. Your safety was trolling fans in the second quarter of a game and lost.
Yeah.
So you know exactly like how it goes. It's sports, dude. It's supposed to be fun. Like, I don't get the vitriol over this funny little like Detroit thing, football thing. It's Super Bowl week. And then FYI, the Kings, while the Pistons were shooting free throws, every time they shot free throws last night, put a 49ers logo on the scoreboard.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. And that's just...
were seeing all kinds of things.
I'm dialed in, dude. NinersWire.com, peep. So they would show this and it would get people either loud in some way. Pistons fans would boo it. People who are Niner fans would cheer, whatever it was. And it's just like it's on the scoreboard. They're not trying to be like, hey, Detroit Pistons, look at this 49ers logo. We're going to get you. I think it was an attempt to get the crowd loud. So I enjoyed what they did. I enjoy what the Kings do from a game ops perspective.
They're the best.
They do a really, really
good job. They really do a good job.
And that's just a funny little thing that I thought was funny, and boy, it really... And there were, like I said, there were a lot of people who were like, this is great, but it really angered some folks.
Oh, yeah.
It's not why I promise the Pistons didn't look at that and go, you know what, we're going to try tonight.
Oh, we are going to try.
Is that... Wait, they're seven doing wins. My guy Kendall Vildor like that? Nah! Not tonight.
Not tonight.
We're avenging Dan Campbell's all grit group. I promise that's not what happened. It's tough in hindsight, but that's how it goes. That's called sports.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways, we'll talk a little bit more Super Bowl coming up. We'll also talk about the teams around the Kings getting better in the West, and we'll get you updated on all the latest in the NBA trade deadline. Did last night. Change our minds once again? We'll tell you on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.